Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Secret Service says it's thwarted a plot that could have crippled telecommunications and law enforcement functions in New York City just as the United Nations General Assembly gets underway. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
There are no arrests yet. The apartments where the equipment was found were empty. Investigators suspect the alleged plot is the work of a well-organized and well-funded group that law enforcement sources say is believed to be linked to China.
President Trump will address the UN General Assembly today. He, Monday at the White House, said that pregnant women should not take Tylenol during pregnancy because of the potential for an increased risk of autism. But a number of medical groups have said that decades of studies have not found a causal link between acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, and autism. Jimmy Kimmel's show returns tonight after a suspension from Disney, the parent company of ABC News, over comments Kimmel made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. This is ABC News. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to speak today at a luncheon in Rhode Island. It'll be his first public remark since the Federal Reserve cut interest rates. Public health officials often monitor drugstore sales of thermometers to measure flu outbreaks, and economists have an equally unusual method of studying some consumer habits.
When it was introduced in the 1970s,
Hamburger Helper can help you make a delicious hearty skillet dinner in a snap.
Packaged meals, canned goods, beans, and rice were all hedges against sky-high inflation. 50 years later, sales of Hamburger Helper are up more than 14% in 2025. Analysts acknowledge that it didn't hurt that the product was featured in a June episode of the wildly popular TV series, The Bear. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Another consumer habit is changing as Michelob Ultra has dethroned Modelo as the top-selling beer in America. Experts cite its visibility as a sports sponsor is one reason for its popularity. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For 98Q Country News, I'm Shali Pittman. Wisconsin lawmakers say they want to revitalize the forest industry in northern Wisconsin with a new biofuel plant in Hayward. A new bill would provide $60 million in tax credits and $150 million in state bonding to help build a facility. The plant would be a partnership between Wisconsin-based Johnson Timber and German energy company Syntec Fuels. Senator Mary Felskowski is one co-author of the bill. She says the project could create jobs and generate over $1 billion in annual economic impact. The facility would convert more than 800,000 tons of wood residue into nearly 50 million gallons of aviation fuel every year. At least 80% of that wood would come from Wisconsin. The bill was introduced yesterday. Production could begin in 2029. For 98Q Country News, I'm Shali Pittman.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Ashland School District is debating on whether or not to adopt a four-day school week. Many school districts in the country have already adopted a four-day school week for various reasons, and Ashland teacher Mark Reimer has proposed to do the same to address the teacher shortage and boost morale, citing its success in other rural districts. This has a chance to also improve attendance and academic performance through increased planning time. While Board Vice President Shelley Bader and teacher Marie McFarlane voiced concerns about meals and childcare, Reimer and a committee he formed plan to develop a unique Ashland model, incorporating community feedback and learning from other districts, with $6,500 in approved research funds. Findings are due in February. Wednesday, September 24th, there's a blood drive at the Phillips High School gym from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is your chance to potentially save someone's life with your donation. Once again, it's taking place Wednesday, September 24th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Phillips High School gym. While the federal Equal Rights Amendment has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday, co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee. The ERA reads, Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic. At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts.
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
Every single child deserves this. All religions, all genders, all sexualities, all races, all abilities. They deserve the Equal Rights Amendment.
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Niagara Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Niagara Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Niagara Chevrolet and Highway 51 South or MinocuaCars.com.
A new pitcher for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. A new starting pitcher tonight for Milwaukee when the Brewers face the Padres in San Diego. He's 30-year-old left-hander Bruce Zimmerman, called up over the weekend to take the place of Brandon Woodruff, now on IL with a strained lat. The Brewers losing last night to the Padres 5-4 in 11 innings. San Diego clinched their spot in the postseason for a fourth time in the last 6 years. NFL. The Packers had a field goal blocked Sunday that could have been a game winner against the Browns. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
The unfortunate thing about special teams in general is when there is a mistake, there are catastrophic mistakes. I would say most of the emphasis typically when you're just talking across the league is placed on punt. Bottom line with us, I think it comes down to just being disciplined and trusting your technique.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently announced the winners of the 2026 Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Design Contests. I'll tell you more about the winners and their artwork when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced the winners of the 2026 Wisconsin Wild Turkey, Ringneck Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Design Contests. The winning entries will be featured on the next edition of those stamps. Many talented artists from around the Badger State submitted artwork for judging, which took place on Saturday, August 23rd at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Expo in Oshkosh. Wetumwa resident Sam Tim took first place in this year's Wild Turkey and Waterfowl Design Contest. Caleb Metrick of Lake Tomahawk took first place in the Pheasant Design Contest. This year's judges were Tally Hamilton, Ducks Unlimited Regional Biologist, Mark Kakach, Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Vice President, and Pat Gregory, a professional decoy carver. While hunters are required to purchase stamps to harvest these game birds, anyone interested in supporting grassland, wetland, and forest management activities should purchase a stamp to support conservation in the Badger State. View the winning stamps at dnr.wisconsin.gov. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com. Northwoods
Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On Wednesday, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine. A nice day with highs right around 70. Current temperature is 56 degrees. 98 Q Country.
I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars or their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and via con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Going home now to stay. The senoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and via con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and via con Dios.
hasn't said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone awry. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. I never said. I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with her left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway's ever been.
Your morning going?
98 Q Country.
We'll be right back.
Couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. Buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. Her little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I died. I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live. Love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. I never. And I never wanted nothing more.
Kenny Chesney, 98Q Country. We'll see that sun make an appearance today. It's being a little bit bullish here this morning with that fog hanging around. Still a dense fog advisory in effect till about 11 or so, 10, 11 this morning. We'll see that stuff burn off, so be careful out there this morning. But I think the rest of the day will be pretty nice. One thing is for sure, the sun's setting too early. Last night, it was like 6:37. Looked outside, I'm just like, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. I didn't agree to this. I mean, I knew summer would end, but the getting dark thing early is, for me, is one of the more difficult things to transition to when you go from summertime, 8:30, 9 o'clock, you know, still light out. Wintertime, 4:30, you haven't even had supper yet. Get the flashlight out. Our text to win contest continue, of course. Brought to you on 98Q by Minocqua Chevrolet. How about a $49.95 oil change? Dependable rides and hometown service that puts you first. Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer. Another keyword coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Now, if you're hearing about this for the first time, here's what we're doing. All this week and all next week, we're just encouraging you to text us the keyword that we give you. 7 different times during the day, we'll give you a keyword. Each hour that we do it, it'll be different. So we started at 7, and we're an odd bunch of people here, so we go odd. We go 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, 7. Those are the hours you know you're going to get a new keyword. Text us that keyword, automatic entry for the daily prize, which is $200 in cash, and gold jewelry, gold-plated necklace. That entry also gets you in for the green and gold ticket giveaway in Green Bay, November 23rd. When Minnesota and Green Bay will play on that day at 12 noon, We'll give you a gas card to get you there and back, a $1,550 value for these club-level indoor seats. So that's the grand prize. Now, this is a Civic Media contest. That means most of our stations along the Civic Media Network are taking part. So we're going for the gold. We're going to get it right here. We're going to get you, hopefully. And one of the winners, one of the daily winners, or the tickets. So just pay attention here. Another one coming up at 9 o'clock here this morning. And our goal for the green and gold Civic Media Multi-State Text to Win contest. It's free. It's free. You just put that free Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, and just when you hear the word, text it to us. Pretty simple stuff. We got some birthdays to get to. If you have somebody, give us a call quick. We'll put them on the list, belated. Or if you got one later this week, we'll hold it here for that day. 715-762-3221. Get to all of our celebrants here in just a moment. Packers back in action Sunday. They'll be taking on the Cowboys. It's a 7:20 kickoff. I don't think the Cowboys are very good. I don't think that's breaking news. So I think this is a game at some point here. You've already lost one game to a team that you shouldn't have lost to if you're a Packer fan. And that Cleveland game is a game you should not have lost. So usually you have one of those during the year that you should have got that you didn't. Well, they've checked that off the list already for this year. So you don't want to be doing it again. The good news for the Packers is they got a decent stretch here. I mean, they go to Dallas, then there's a bye week. Then you got a Cincinnati team coming in that'll probably have a different quarterback. I can't see the Bengals staying with Browning. They're back up to Joe Burrow. So the Bengals might have a different look by the time the Bengals come into Lambeau Field on October 12th. Then you got Arizona, Pittsburgh on the road, Carolina coming in. It's not that difficult of a schedule early on for the Packers. They need to make some hay. Because later on in the year, you know, you got the Ravens, you get to go to Minnesota, you got a good Denver team. The at Chicago game's looking a little bit tough, at Detroit. You got the Eagles coming in, so you know, this you never like, well, we always say it, but it's a must win, I'm saying, Sunday night for the Packers. If they don't win, it's over. It's all over. jump right in. Just jump right in. And the Brewers back in action tonight. They pretty much got that best record in baseball secured. Not totally, but they still got a couple of game cushion. They'll play tonight. Lake Coast, late game out on the coast in San Diego. 8:40 will be the first pitch. 8:05 pregame right here. We'll get to the birthdays anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update. It's 8:30.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Secret Service says it's thwarted a plot that could have crippled telecommunications and law enforcement functions in New York City just as the United Nations General Assembly gets underway. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
There are no arrests yet. The apartments where the equipment was found were empty. Investigators suspect the alleged plot is the work of a well-organized and well-funded group that law enforcement sources say is believed to be linked to China.
President Trump will address the UN General Assembly today. He, Monday at the White House, said that pregnant women should not take Tylenol during pregnancy because of the potential for an increased risk of autism. But a number of medical groups have said that decades of studies have not found a causal link between acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, and autism. The Jimmy Kimmel Show returns tonight after a suspension from Disney, the parent company of ABC News, over comments Kimmel made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A new Wisconsin Department of Health Services report is showing that Wisconsin EMS have responded to more than 140,000 falls last year, a staggering 21% of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. This week marks Falls Prevention Week, and the health department is encouraging everyone to take steps to reduce fall risks. You can learn how at dhs.wisconsin.gov. September 26th and October 3rd, the Flamborough River YMCA bike bus is returning. The bike bus is a fun alternative way to get to school by riding your bike. Students wait at the closest point along the route and join the bike bus as it rides by. The group does not make stops at any houses. Students bike all the way to school and then go to class just like normal. The bike bus is led by the YMCA program director, along with adult safety volunteers. Studies have shown that students who engage in active commuting to school have positive cognitive outcomes. Furthermore, the bike bus promotes independence and community. This is for all students in elementary school or older, and they do ask that students in the first grade or younger ride with a parent or guardian. Parents of any participants are welcome to join. You can find the route by following the QR code on the flyer posted on the Flambeau River YMCA's Facebook page. The route will begin at the YMCA parking lot. They will be leaving the Y parking lot at 7:15 a.m. and planning to arrive at school by 7:35. Helmets must be worn by all participants, and an after-school route is not provided. Families must make their own arrangements. Once again, this is taking place September 26th and October 3rd, leaving the YMCA parking lot at 7:15 a.m. and arriving at the school by 7:35. One of several employees Waupun Correctional Institution charged in connection with inmate deaths is off the hook, Lisa Hale reports.
A Dodge County Circuit Court judge dismisses charges against one of several employees charged in 2024 with abusing residents and misconduct in office at the Waupun Correctional Facility following five inmate deaths. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that according to the order for dismissal, Alexander Hallfelder only worked with one of the inmates in question for a few days before going on family medical leave. Hallfelder also told his supervisor and a member of the health service unit that he was concerned about the inmate's health. The prison was under lockdown conditions when two inmates died by suicide. One died by a drug overdose, one of a stroke, and another of dehydration and malnutrition. Former Waupun warden Randall Hepp was found guilty of a misdemeanor and was fined $500 for his role in the death of an inmate at the prison. 35-year-old Sarah Ransbottom was found guilty in September of a misdemeanor count of violating state or county institutional law. She was ordered to pay a fine and a court fee. Five other prison employees still face charges of abusing an inmate or misconduct.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A new pitcher for the crew.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball.
A new starting pitcher tonight for Milwaukee when the Brewers face the Padres in San Diego. He's 30-year-old left-hander Bruce Zimmerman, called up over the weekend to take the place of Brandon Woodruff, now on IL with a strained lat. The Brewers losing last night to the Padres 5-4 in 11 innings. San Diego clinched their spot in the postseason for a fourth time in the last 6 years. NFL. The Packers had a field goal block Sunday that could have been a game winner against the Browns, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
The unfortunate thing about special teams in general is when there is a mistake, there are catastrophic mistakes. I would say most of the emphasis typically when you're just talking across the league is placed on punt. Bottom line with us, I think it comes down to just being disciplined and trusting your technique.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. On Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, Lakeland topped Wausau West 3-1 in volleyball yesterday. The Butternut Middle School girls basketball traveled to Bayfield yesterday to play a couple of close games with the Trollers. In both games, the Midgets were slow out of the gate on offense, but they moved the ball much better as they got into the second half of each game. Putting the ball in the hole was still a challenge for the Butternut girls as Bayfield won the B game 15-13 and then came from behind to win the A game yesterday 16-12. The Butternut Middle School girls 3-3 on the year. They'll play a single 7th grade game at home against Hurley, and that is coming up today. Other action, middle school football. The Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team will play host to Prentice today. That'll be a 4:30 in Park Falls, rather, at the football field this afternoon. Start time right around 4:30. The cross-country team of Shawamigan will hit the road. They are at Fry Field, the Spencer High School, for a cross-country meet today for 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and also the varsity all levels. And the volleyball team will hit the road. Shawamigan volleyball on the road at Prentice today. The Phillips 7th and 8th grade football program, they'll have a 5 o'clock game down in Rib Lake today, and the Phillips volleyball team will entertain Athens. JV and JV2 start at 5:30, Varsity will get going at the Phillips Gym tonight right around 7 o'clock.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Let's see what we going on birthday-wise here. We have Jennifer Smith, who is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you today, Jennifer. And that is from your family and friends. And we have Deb Peterson on the birthday list also today. Happy birthday to you from your family, Deb. Hope both of you have a great day. If you're celebrating today, you share your day with other celebrities such as Anthony Mackie, the actor from The Hurt Locker, Real Steel, Million Dollar Baby, celebrating a 47th birthday today. Actress Elizabeth Pena, Down and Out in Beverly Hills, La Bamba, born on this day, 1961, passed back in 2014. Who else here? Jason Alexander, George Costanza. I think if you made a top 10 list of some of the great sitcom personality characters of all time, he might be in a lot of your list, maybe not all of them. But if you've seen Seinfeld and you know George Costanza, he is a piece of work, that is for sure. Jason Greenspan is his real name. Jason Alexander is how we refer to him as. So George Costanza. I was in the pool. 66 today for George Costanza today. Let's see. The birthday, by the way, Jennifer Smart. Jennifer Smart on the birthday list today. So, Jennifer, happy birthday to you from your family and friends. We have June Forrester from the Forrester Sisters fame is 69 today. They were pretty popular back in the 80s. Different time of country music. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, New Jersey native. Still, tell you what, he has so many hit songs. If that was your musical genre back in the 80s especially, you listen to some of his great songs and they just keep going on and on. Just like, oh, I forgot about that one. He continued into the 90s and even into the 2000s too. He continues to perform. 76 for The Boss, Bruce Springsteen. Mary Kay Place, the actress from TV's Mary Hartman. I don't know why that show was on my TV when I was a youngster. I'm not sure why, but I remember the show. I don't like that I remember the show because it was weird. But the lady who played Mary Hartman, just a weird show. 78 today. She's still with us. Ray Charles, born on this day. The Genius is what they call him. One of the most versatile musical stars of his time. One of those rare musicians, I think, that is known across all musical genres and in all corners of the world. Ray Charles, Ray Robinson, 1930, he was born, passed in 2004. John Coltrane, the jazz saxophonist, jazz great, 1926. John Coltrane was born, passed in 1967. And Mickey Rooney, the 5'2" Hollywood icon, twice nominated for a Best Actor Oscar in the 40s. He was a big deal. He was a big, big deal in the 40s and 50s. Major movie star. Mickey Rooney, real name Joseph Ewell Jr. His Hollywood agent said, no, you're not going to be Joe Ewell. You're going to be, Mickey. How about Mickey Rooney? It worked for him. Mickey Rooney, born on this day, 1920. He passed back in 2004. 14.
Get organized with new Dakota Closets storage solutions at Menards. Dakota Closets are versatile and can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets and so much more. Use the You Create Closet Planner available in-store or online to design a closet system that maximizes your space and matches your style. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On Wednesday, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine. A nice day with highs right around 70. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
98Q Country.
Clark there at 98Q Country and Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, the old Linda Ronstadt one. She did it pretty good when she remade that years back, because the Linda Ronstadt one rocks. That's good stuff. Each Tuesday morning, we take a moment to talk a little bit about your money, and we've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do just that. Morning to you there, Matt.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
A little foggy up here. How's it where you are there?
Yeah. I'm in Medford today. A little foggy this morning as well, but looks like it's starting to clear. And looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day.
I think so. It feels like fall. It is fall. It is autumn. So
right.
It definitely feels like a cool foggy morning, and by the afternoon, I think we'll be good. I think we'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what do we have for a topic today? Talking about people's money here, Matt. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so today, Joel, I wanted to talk about the FAFSA, as the FAFSA will be opening students are able to apply for student aid for the 2026-27 school year starting on October 1st, so just a couple weeks away.
All right, so those who have kids going to college next year, so if they're seniors this year, they got to start thinking Correct. About it right now, right?
Yep, absolutely, and also those students that are in college right now,
yeah.
Certainly should be thinking about it as well, because it is something as we'll get into, you need to reapply for each year.
Yeah, it's a long ways to think ahead for some, but we gotta do that if we want to be maximizing what we can get, right?
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
So, you know, after opening late, which is one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up as a reminder for everyone, after opening late the last 2 years, the FAFSA, which stands for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid for the 2026-27 school year, is back on track to open as usual, its usual starting date on October 1st. So, again, in just a couple weeks.
Okay.
Last year, in addition to the FAFSA opening late in December, families faced government processing delays that resulted in late financial aid packages from colleges. So hopefully we'll be avoiding those this year
right.
as well.
Right,
so,
okay.
Also want to go through some tips for submitting the FAFSA, some things that you need to know. First is in regards to the FSA ID. To file the FAFSA online, parents and students each need their own FSA ID, which is a username and password combination that functions as a legal signature. You can create an FSA ID online, and the same ID can be used for all years of college. So if this is your first year creating or submitting a FAFSA, make sure to keep that FSA ID in a safe spot so that you can use that each year, not have to create a new one.
Right. I would strongly suggest an entire page of a notebook dedicated to the usernames and passwords you will need for this process. right?
Absolutely.
it's a fun process.
Absolutely.
But that ID is crucial. You're right on that. I remember that very clearly.
Yep, absolutely. Second is income and assets. The FAFSA requires two key types of information, both income and assets. For income, the 2026-27 FAFSA will rely on information from your 2024 federal income tax return, as it uses a prior year system, or looking back 2 years. So that's the income that they will look at, is your income from 2 years. 2 years ago.
Okay.
And know that data will be imported automatically from the IRS. And for assets, the FAFSA uses the value of your assets as of the date that you submit the form. So if you submit the form on October 1st, it'll be the value of your assets on that date.
Okay.
And then the next tip is student aid index. The FAFSA calculates a figure called the student aid index. It is a benchmark that measures aid eligibility. Colleges use this figure to create a financial aid package that attempts to meet a student's financial need. Note that all colleges are not required to meet 100% of a student's financial need, which is where things can change from college to college.
Okay.
And then eligibility for student loans. All students who file the FAFSA are eligible for an unsubsidized federal direct loan, regardless of financial need. But students who demonstrate need on the FAFSA are also eligible for a subsidized federal loan, which means that the government pays the interest that accrues during school, the grace period after graduation, and any authorized deferment periods. So really, that with the subsidized loan, the government is you aren't responsible for the interest until after you graduate and in the grace period that you face there.
Okay.
and know that both types of direct loans have annual borrowing limits. Students with significant financial need may also qualify for a Pell Grant.
Okay.
Then the next tip is about college age. Know that even this is a can be a misconception. Even if a student does not take out any federal loans, some colleges might require the FAFSA before awarding their own college-based aid, including merit scholarships and grants. So filing it, the FAFSA, can still be beneficial in this case. So certainly, even if you don't think you may get any aid or need to take out any loans, it still is worth filling out the FAFSA, as some colleges do take a look at that before awarding their own college aid.
Okay.
And then lastly, the annual submission. The FAFSA must be submitted each year for students to be eligible for federal aid for that academic year. So certainly that's where, even if you're in college, maybe you're, you know, in your freshman year now, you know, you think you don't have to do it again, but certainly highly recommended as those formulas change each year.
Okay. Well, as a dad who went through this for 5 years with my son, I can the tip I can give to people who are dealing with this with their kids and grandkids is start early, be patient, and designate a page in a notebook for all the information that you need. But, you know, once you set it up, that first year is always the toughest because once you get all the information in there, then after that, it's just kind of like updating the information. So that, right. But that first year can be rather taxing a little bit, can it?
Absolutely. 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 No doubt about that. And I know you said good advice there as well, starting early. You know, it's always better to be at the front of the line than the back next spring, having not done anything. And then obviously it can be a stressful time, too, if you're in a hurry to get it done.
Yeah, because there's money out there to make your financial experience at a college a little less taxing, but you got to go get it, right? They're not going to give it to you if you don't go get it, right, Matt?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to apply. So, all right, well, folks have any questions about maybe setting up an education account or everything we talked about here about handling that financial situation for kids going to college, Matt, they can always give you a call. Any questions, sit down face-to-face, Hawkins, Medford, Phillips. They can always give you a call to set up that free initial consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right, pioneer-financial.net. Hard to think ahead. I know those who have seniors in high school or in college already, sometimes it's hard to think ahead a whole year, but you kind of have, right. You kind of have to, right?
You do. Yeah, absolutely. And the sooner you can get on top of it, the more prepared you'll be and ready for college.
Fantastic, Matt. Great information today. Thank you so much. We'll chat with you again next week.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants, pioneer-financial.net. If you have any information or questions you need answered there, we talk with Matt every Tuesday from Pioneer a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and/or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Freeze Firewood reminds you that fall is here, and there's still time to get out and enjoy some great adventures. Don't spend time stacking firewood and cleaning up all the sawdust. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. That way you can spend more time enjoying the fall season. Then when winter comes, all you have to do is grab your firewood straight out of the bag and put it right into the wood furnace. Call Freeze Firewood at 715-567-0616 on Little Chicago Road in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Summer is winding down and the fall hunting seasons are fast approaching. Bader Sports Center is your one-stop destination for everything you need to get out in the field this fall. Whether you're after small game, waterfowl, turkey, or deer, or all of them, make sure you're ready with a stop at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. From ammunition and firearms to bows, arrows, and broadheads to clothing and boots, Bader's has it all. Bader's wishes all hunters a safe, enjoyable, and successful hunting season. Bader's Sports Center, Lake Avenue in Phillips.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
He's coming, here he comes. Surprise, your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for a new one out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
Monopoly Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the green and gold text to win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Monaco Chevrolet, your local dealer.
98Q Country.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.